Chapter 31. 10 minutes. That's all we have left. I'm amazed, actually, at how this collection of the worst possible candidates, celebrities and housewives and baristas and salesmen and singers, and a filler of all people, has almost put together a working BAG, breathable air generator, module. Zach Larson's private engineering team has made something seemingly impossible almost plug and play. Almost. Albert, what's going on with that compressor valve? We need to connect the thermal dissociator over here. Everyone is either fastening something together, lifting something, tapping madly on tablets, or at least running around trying to look busy. Hey, this is like putting together a 5,000-piece puzzle in 42 minutes, blindfolded. Give me a second. While we wait the eternal seconds for Albert, Aurora turns to me. Not that I'll retain this, but how the hell does this thing work? I take a deep breath. I can barely understand it myself. Okay, Mars has an atmosphere that's mostly carbon dioxide, and Larson has duplicated that here in the outer dome. We're not in a vacuum, like Albert thought. We're in Mars' atmosphere. This thing we're all standing around uses an electrode boundary to liberate an oxygen atom from the atmosphere's CO2. She raises her hand, but I cut her off. Don't ask, I have no idea. It just works. But this thermal dissociator has to go here, and then we have to power on and wait 5 minutes for it to pump enough oxygen into the dome. It's going to be close. I knew all that. I was just testing you. She nudges me and grins. Hey, can I ask you a question? Sure. Have you been snooping around my room? I know it's ballsy to ask, and I don't know what to expect. Maybe a look of terror, or an indignant smirk, or for her to slap me. But she just smiles, like I was asking her to pass the salt. Why? Do you have something to hide? No. Good. Then my answer's the same. No. I make a mental note. Aurora is way too good at this. I'll have to try another tack. Albert taps the top of the machine. Robin, okay, we're done. Connect the dissociator. I connect and tighten the unit. Start it up. The unit begins humming, and I look down at my armband. 4 minutes of oxygen left. We need 5 minutes to start up. Crap. Okay, everybody, either these suits give us a little extra at the end, or we're going to be holding our breath for about a minute after they run out. Start breathing as shallowly as possible. I have never seen 15 people so silent and serious as we stand facing each other around this huge machine, taking little sips of air, listening to it hum. Sweat is dripping from our foreheads. Every second is grueling. I remember the night in the armoire, in the back of the truck, not suffocating but roasting in my own personal oven. There was a moment where I let go. It's such a strange feeling, letting go of your life. I'm having that exact feeling again. It's not such a bad feeling, really, surrender. It starts off with a relaxing exhalation. Then a white light starts to, hey! I feel a slap on my face. Then I hear a woman's voice. Well, don't you look pathetic? Mom? Guess again. I open my eyes. It's Aurora. She has my helmet in her hands. Everything else is blue.
I never told you. On Oceana 12, I was on the freediving team. I can hold my breath for 5 minutes.
Is there anything you haven't told me?
You saved my life. Are you kidding? I saved everybody's life. Larson owes me one, a big one, and I better get a zillion likes for this.
She lifts me up to a sitting position, and there we all are, sitting up against the breathable air generator, huddled under a blue tarp, helmets off, groggy, but breathing. Tanner taps his temple, putting that tarp over the output feed. Concentrating the oxygen under here. Dragging all of us under? I thought Albert was smart. You're a genius.
Don't make me blush.
She plops down right in the middle of us and lowers her voice.
Listen, I know you're all very woozy, and maybe that's unfair because it works in my favor, but let me ask anyway. Now, who do you think should be the leader of stage two? Every finger points at her. That's better. Now you. She lifts me up and my knees threaten to give out. Yes, boss? She hands me back the drill driver. Start putting shit together.